This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, June 10th. God's word for you today is your faith. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. And it says, "Fight the good fight for the true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life to which God has called you, which you have declared so well before many witnesses." Over the next few days, we are going to be looking at being faithful in a faithless world. The invisible war is all about your faith. The internal battles you face are all about your faith. Faith is the key to victory on all three fronts: Satan, the world, and self. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 32 says, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift each of you like wheat, but I have pleaded in prayer for you, Simon, that your faith should not fail." This scripture is just totally loaded. Most times, when we come under the attack from the enemy, we think God does not know or care about us. Why are all these things happening to us? But we see clearly from the scriptures, check the story of Job and Peter, that Satan cannot attack you without heaven's permission, particularly if you're a child of God. And by heaven's permission, it is like the word of God says, "Not a single bird falls from the sky without your Father knowing." Matthew chapter 10, verse 29. Please read. So, what you're going through, Satan has asked to sift you, but he will fail. Every attack of Satan over your life and destiny will lead to divine accelerated multiple promotions in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus prayed for Peter, and this points to the importance of being in a community. When Satan comes against you, against your destiny, mostly it is the prayer of the people who are praying for you that avails, not so much as your prayer. Yes, you should pray always, but it is intercession that overcomes accusations. The level of intercession that you have determines your victory. I wish that we all get this. The attack on your finances, health, and possessions is not about your money. It is not about your beautiful house, expensive car, or children, and definitely not about your marriage. It is not about your work or your promotion. It is all about your faith. The unseen battles are purely to make you lose your faith, but I am praying that your faith will not fail in the name of Jesus. When you are in a community, you have people who are praying for you, and because they are praying through Christ, it is like Christ praying for you. He is also praying that your faith will not fail. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith." We see that even when it comes to the world, it is all about faith. Whether you are going to win or not is all about your faith. When it comes to the internal battles, it is your faith. When it comes to the battle against Satan and his cohorts, it is your faith. When it comes to victory over the world, it is your faith. No wonder Paul will say to Timothy, his son, spiritual son, "You need to hold tightly to eternal life." Let us pray. Father, I pray for strength, that my faith will not fail. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.